This is the 805 Holiday Express to Connecticut, making station stops at New Rochelle, Stamford, and New Haven.
Well, this was a great idea, honey. Go up to your folks the night before, beat the crowds.
It was, as everybody else thought of it, too. Excuse me. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, right.
Wow. You are a ruthless woman. You're entirely without Ruth.
What are you doing?
We came in the station this way, right? Macy's was over there, which means that Connecticut is this way. Switch seats with me.
Honey, what are you...
I can't ride backwards. Now, this makes no sense at all. They have all the seats facing this way.
So?
So they're not going to have an entire carload of people backing their way into New England. Thank you.
Hey!
Didn't see you. Sorry.
Like I don't have enough problems with my pelvis.
Actually, these seats are taken. We're waiting for someone.
Aren't we all?
No, honey, it's really... that?
Nothing. Just told her we needed some private time since we were going up for your mother's funeral. It always works.
Why is it my mother?
I don't know. When I wanted the leg room, I had to kill somebody. She came to mind.
When is dinner?
What?
Tomorrow. What time does your family usually eat?
I don't know. 3, 4.
Oh. See, because we would always eat at about 1 o'clock.
There's hors d'oeuvres.
And there's definitely turkey, right?
No, we usually have bologna sandwiches.
Well, you never know. With some people.
Of course there's turkey.
Stuffing? What kind of stuffing?
Oyster. What?
Shellfish within fowl.
It's delicious. It's my cousin Susie's specialty.
Which one is Susie? Susie? She's the one with all the dead husbands?
No, that's Beth. And there were only 3.
And which one is Arlene?
You mean Jeanette.
Jeanette. Which one is Jeanette?
The one you always call Arlene.
You see, this is why we should have gone to my folks, because at least that way I know what I'm eating, I know who I'm eating with.
Oh, God.
Now what? To beat the crowd.
Us too. We're going to my sister's in New Rochelle. Is this a small world or what?
Yes, it is, Mark. And you know what? It's getting smaller every minute.
Paul, sit next to Jamie. Ryan gets sick if he has to ride backwards.
Oh, that's just silly.
Trust me.
Honey, come on. Wow. That's some hat there, Ryan.
He's going to recite Hiawatha for his grandma tomorrow. Ryan? You want to show everyone your poem?
Do we have to?
No. Oh, thanks for saving me a seat. Where were you? Food car. I love Thanksgiving. What a pleasure. I see Mom and Dad. They awaken my eating disorder just in time for the holidays. Where's that pound cake?
Well, what are you doing?
I'm her boyfriend.
Since when?
About an hour or so. We're very happy.
Yep. I'm tired of everybody torturing me about being single. Do you know what escort services charge for the holidays?
By the shore of Gitche Gumee, by the shining big sea water, stood the wigwam of Nokomis, daughter of the moon Nokomis.
So how did it happen?
What?
Us. I mean, my family's met you. They know you're Paul's friend. Suddenly we're in love. How did it happen?
I make you laugh. Isn't that what women always say?
Keep thinking.
New Rochelle.
That's us.
This
Ryan.
Stop will be New Rochelle.
What about the wishbone?
Is this going to go on all night?
Yeah, it is. I lived it. First holidays, married, away from your family, it creates a sort of disorientation.
I'm not disoriented.
It's always like this.
You're just a little tense. It's natural. Look, I remember the first time that I took Fran to my family for Thanksgiving. She went completely manic.
I wanted them to like me.
And they would have, you know, except you know Fran. You know, she gets a little pushy, and she kept pushing and pushing, until finally, my sister, she grabs me by the arm. She pulls me into the kitchen, okay? She looks me right in the eye, and she says
what?
To me... Nothing.
No, come on. I'm curious. What did she say?
Nothing. It was years ago. She loves you now, okay? Look, okay, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We're gonna take off. We'll see you all in a couple of days, all right? Fran. Come on. Okay? Please, we're almost there. Don't start. Please, let's go, okay? Please? Fine. All right, look, you do what you want, I'm going. I swear to God, I'm going. All right, here I go. I'm going. All right, fine. We'll get off at Stanford. I'll call Marvin. I'll pick us up.
I'm not setting foot in that woman's house. She has had it in for me from day one. Did I tell you about the fruit compote at the Seder?
She slipped. It was an accident.
It is a miracle I am still alive. The whole thing.
All right, okay, that's it. Come here. Come here. Fran, come on. Fran. Stay here. Mommy and I are going to the fighting car.
Hey.
Hey. You watch it then.
It's fun!
Yeah, well, just remember, you start out laughing, you end up crying.
What's that mean?
I mean, you start out laughing, you're horsing around, and boom, tragedy ensues. My parents used to say to me all the time.
God, that explains so much.
Do something.
What?
I'm bored. Do something.
Okay. How's that?
Stupid.
Your turn.
You want to hear a story?
No.
Good. This is the story of the first Thanksgiving.
I have to make.
Your turn.
You can't hold it in for 1 hour. Be a man.
Stamford. Next stop will be Stamford. How? Your wife's in the taxi. She's in the food car with her sister.
Hey, how did Lisa talk you into this?
She's a friend. She did a favor. So, you know.
What?
I just figured.
How much?
$50.
Hey, no cutting!
Hey, no problem, champ.
Great kid.
Mm-hmm. When are you gonna get yourself one?
Oh, thank you. Like, I'm not gonna hear enough of that tomorrow.
You should. I've been thinking about it.
You?
Well, yeah. Here's time I get past my fear of intimacy. Seriously considering donating my sperm to an anonymous lesbian couple.
Well, that'll be nice, turning your hobby into something useful.
Exactly. Till the right thing comes along. If it does.
Oh, hey, it will.
Yeah, maybe. But how do you know? Like with you and Jamie? What made you say this is it?
A veal chop. Seriously, one of our very first dates, we go out to dinner, and we're talking. Waiter comes over, and without batting an eye, she goes, I'll have the veal chop.
Wow.
Exactly. Not a salad like all the others, not a little girly wedge of melon. Meat. She gets a huge chunk of meat. And where she went after that chop, man, I thought, that's a person who knows who she is. That's a woman I could love.
A veal chop? It was our third date, and I already knew it wasn't going anywhere. So we went out to dinner, and I decided, what the hell? I'm just going to order the most expensive thing on the menu. I mean, I'm never going to see this guy again anyway. So we ate, and he walked me home, and just as I was about to tell him that this was it...
You fell in love.
I got sick.
In the veal?
Apparently. I mean, really sick. I mean, I threw up on his shoes. Most guys hate that.
I know. He came in with me. He stayed there all night. He held my hand. He brought me tea. He was so sweet.
Actually, it was kind of disgusting. But then the sun came up and I fell asleep.
And I fell asleep.
Then we woke up and it was night again.
And there we were.
And here we are.
That's it?
That's it.
I'll just tell him he makes me laugh.
To you. We're almost in New Haven.
There was a line. Who was that?
Hap Evans. Do you believe it?
No kidding. Who is that?
I told you about him from high school. Yes, he was the lead in the Music Man when I was in the orchestra.
What were you doing in the orchestra?
Playing the cello.
You don't play the cello.
I used to.
How come I don't know this?
It's so weird running into him like that. The last time I saw him was the big Thanksgiving dance in 1979. I caught him flirting with Marcia Dixon. I just threw his engagement ring right in his face.
Whoa. You were engaged before?
Just for a couple of months.
To someone named Hap?
Did I tell you this? I must have told you this. Then when we broke up, I was totally devastated. I thought I'd never get over it. And then after those 3 weeks in the convent, I ran into him.
The convent?
It wasn't an actual convent. It was like a preparatory thing for novices.
You were going to be a nun?
Yeah, I was very confused.
I'll say. You're not even Catholic. Gee, see, this is why I don't like to leave the apartment. You know, Fran was right. Between this and the oyster stuffing, I'm very disoriented here.
Where are Fran and Mark anyway? We're almost there.
Well, they must be somewhere. They wouldn't just run off and leave Ryan like that.
New Haven will be the next and final stop.
Forget it. It's been done.
Well, we'll change a little. Tell him it was a pork chop.
Fine. We'll just take the next train back to New York. We'll spend Thanksgiving in our apartment, eating your kugel and seething.
Do what you want. I am spending it with my loved ones, which are not one of them at this moment.
Yeah, right. Like you're going to find a flight to Boca Raton at this hour.
My mother is not my only loved one, is she, James?
No. Oh, you meant
I would love to.
Thank you. That's very generous.
I did not hear them invite you.
I think it was implied, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yes, you want. Sure.
Okay, how touching. Can we just get going? I'm starving. I want to get to that mince pie before Daddy does.
Did you say mince pie? You guys don't have pumpkin?
Come on.
New Haven. This is New Haven. Last stop. Have a happy holiday.
Oh, yeah, easy for you to say.
It's my job. This is the 919 Constitution to New York. Making station stops at Stamford, New Rochelle.
You gonna move that thing?
And Penn Station.
Fine.
Uncle's here. I've got him some meals.
Look.
Shut up!
It was all my fault, sweetheart.
No, Pookie, it was me.
You really think you can stop playing this again? It's good. It's good to have a hobby, I'll tell you that. And music is something else. Music is, you know, because music really is fills the silences. Okay, so my mother sent a few things. It was an act, a gesture. People do that. Candy.
She Federal Expressed a turkey.
I think it went very well. I mean, your folks are great, and they were so happy for us. Yeah, all in all, I'd say it went very well indeed.
Indeed, it did, until you called everyone into the living room to announce our engagement.
She sent a few things. It was an act of love.
It was an insult.
Hey, you want to talk about insults? I was insulted plenty today.
When?
When? Like maybe when your old pal Hap stopped by? How do you think that felt? Having to watch the two of you perform the entire score in a Music Man? And I'll tell you something, babe. 76 Trombones was not written for the cello.
Says who?
The title. And then the fuss that your parents made over him. Your father has never once invited me to play golf with him.
Hap plays golf. You don't.
It's not the point. Just once, I'd like to feel welcome.
We played your stupid wishbone game, didn't we?
Well, excuse me for trying to bring a little bit of myself to the party.
You didn't bring yourself. You weren't even there.
Well, wherever I was, I'm sure I was having a better time. Too far?
Oh, yeah.
Who cares what you tell them? Tell them it didn't work out.
You do realize my cousin Beth's already planning the shower.
Shelby, switch seats with me.
Gladly.
Fine. How did she pack this?
Just get that out of my face. All I wanted was to have a peaceful, happy Thanksgiving. Is that too much to ask?
Yes, it is. When are you going to learn?
Ever since I was a little girl, I dreamed of a day I'd bring my husband up to Mom and Dad's for Thanksgiving.
That was your dream?
Yes, one of them.
And I'm the one on Prozac.
I liked being engaged to Lisa.
Yeah, well, she seemed real happy about it, too.
It felt so good to have someone. You know, being in the middle of all that warm family stuff. Guess I just didn't want it to end. Don't know what I'm gonna tell her dad on Sunday.
Why, what Sunday?
He invited me to play golf.
I don't want to interrupt.
Okay, yeah.
Even if you are the last friends I have on this string.
I'm gonna wander. Jamie, you wanna sit?
Are you sure?
Yeah, sure.
Nice way to kick off the holidays, huh?
Oh, it'll get better, you'll see.
When? This should be a magical time. Miracles, world peace.
I'd settle for finding a cab at Penn Station.
What am I doing with this thing?
Hey, you look fabulous today.
Thanks. What did you think of Hap?
It's no Robert Preston.
He is no Paul either.
I know. I just wish this whole day could start over again.
I just wish this whole day could start over again.
Yeah, I love the holidays.
I think you missed an essential point right there.
Anyway, I love the train. Riding the rails through the night makes me feel like Jack Kerouac. You know he died of a stomach hemorrhage while opening a can of tuna fish? Well, it just goes to show you. Gotta live in the moment, keep moving on. Anything else is just riding backwards.
See, you know, but I don't get that you really mean it.
You're forgiven.
What do you mean I'm forgiven?
You are.
For what?
For all of it.
All of what? Why don't, what did I do? I don't
What are you
understand.
Kidding me? If you don't even know what you did, then how can we possibly...
Just please, just really forget it. Just forget it. It's,
fine.
Do
something.
What?
I'm bored. Do something.
Want me to tell you a story?
No.
Good. This is the story of the first Thanksgiving. All right, this is once upon a time, many years ago.
How many?
Many. There was a group of people called the Pilgrims, see? And they set sail from their home looking for a new land.
Why? And,
well, I don't know why. Because they wanted a change. Do you want to hear the story or not?
No.
Good. So they get to their new home, and they're walking around, and they go, this is great. All of a sudden, out of the woods comes this other group of people, the Indians. So right away, there's trouble. So the head pilgrim...
What was his name?
Ed.
Ed?
Ed, I'm thinking Ed. So Ed goes over to the head Indian, and he says, what are we going to do? We got some trouble here. Indian says, I don't know, maybe we should eat for like 6 hours in a row.
What did they eat? So
they ate everything. I mean, they had turkey, kugel, oyster stuffing, and Hiawatha's mother FedExed a lovely Jell-O mold.
What an insult.
It was a gesture. But the point is that they had come together and they knew that they were in this thing together for the whole nine yards. No matter what.
And for that, they gave thanks.
Something else.